And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so nice to be with you on this Sunday morning again. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And the lovely Luke Hines. Hello, Hinesy.
Good morning, Dream Team. Now, I'm not sure if I'm crazy, but today I got up at 3 a.m. Is that,
yes,
does anyone else
no,
do that?
You've
is
got
that
a problem.
Normal?
You've got a problem.
I mean, did you have a reason?
Well, look, I have a busy day and I wanted to get more into my day. And I thought, you know what, let's start the day early. But look, lot less about me. We've got a massive show.
We do have a big show. I might say that you are in a warmer state.
Yes.
You know.
And what time did you get to bed, Hinesy?
Oh, I'm all about the 8 o'clock bed.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
All right, we do have a very busy show. Back to us, Hinesy. And I have to say, I really, to blow our own trumpet, I love the House of Wellness and our approach to wellness in general, because, of course, every aspect of our life impacts how healthy we are and feel, right, which I love. I love as our philosophy. And this morning we're kicking off the show with financial health and how it can affect our mental health. So critical.
And especially over the last, well, every day you pick up the paper and something's going up, and essential services particularly. So it's a stressful time for many Australians, which has to impact on their health.
And it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum either, whether you've got this massive job or just getting by each day, it is affecting everybody. Mm. And it's about being aware and going, what can I do to actually get through this in a healthy way, mentally, in a huge way?
Yeah, I think too, making a choice to be proactive and try not to feel as though you are powerless, because there are things you can do. And you're right, Gerald, it is important to acknowledge that it is a really challenging time, that the cost of living is just going up and up and up, and it is taking its toll for many people. But we have got some great advice this morning on how to save, particularly on your weekly household food budget, which, you know, you don't want to scrimp on really beautiful foods, but you also want to do it in a way that is cost efficient, Hinesy.
Yeah, I see a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, Luke, how do I keep eating well during this time? Because I'm finding I'm not being able to afford the same ingredients. So getting a little bit thrifty with what you buy and how you use it is a massive game changer in staying financially savvy but eating good food.
Yeah, so we're going to be joined by Kanna Campbell, a financial planner and author of The $1,000 Project. She's going to tell us how we can get our finances under control and in turn alleviate the stress and anxiety that can go with this. And yes, we're going to be talking about that household food budget, which is absolutely important, I think. Associate Professor Graham Newstead, Medical Director of Bowel Cancer Australia, is joining us as well, and he's got a very important reminder for all of us why it's critical to do our free bowel screening test, Gerald. I can't believe people don't.
It's puzzling, and it's puzzled health practitioners. But Graham will have a few ideas on how we can get around that, though.
Yes, and
Yeah, look, I was talking to my dad the other day and I said, Dad, do you take notice of the things you receive in the mail? Do you open your mail? Do you read it? And he goes, oh, I got to be honest, mate, I probably don't. And I said, do it. You got to be aware of this stuff.
Yes. Don't put it in a drawer, which is what people tend
throw
to do.
It away.
Yes. Gerald, are you going to help us have some lovely, vibrant skin?
Well, yes, healthy skin from the inside, Joe, which will actually tie in with picking the right foods to save money and to help Graham looking after your bowel as well. So it ties in beautifully.
It is all connected.
I never thought I'd be getting skincare from GQ. I love this.
All right. Well, just hang around, Hinesy. Hang around. You've got a lot to learn.
He's glowing.
He is glowing.
Can't you see?
I think it was the coffee itself.
Also, we would love to hear from you, 131873, if you have any questions that you might have, whether it's what you'd like to eat better, a supplement to take, how to ease a symptom that you're experiencing, if you have something that you'd like clarified that you perhaps have been told by a doctor.
Yes. Or how to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and stay sane.
Oh, I'm your expert. I got you covered. You want less sleep and more day? I'm your man.
131873 is the number. Do give us a call right now with your question. Next up, money mindfulness, ways to alleviate debt and feel better.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Swiss Beauty Bright range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131-873 is the number. Give us a call with your questions for your health. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But first, rising debt isn't only bad for your bank account, but also your health. So joining us on the line is Canna Campbell, a financial planner, podcaster, and author of The $1,000 Project and Mindful Money to answer our questions. Good morning, Canna.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm doing very well. But can you tell me, from your observation, what happens to our mental health when our financial situation isn't under control?
It has a huge flow-on effect. It leaves us feeling guilty, ashamed, embarrassed, remorse, and then it can just send us into a bit of a tailspin where we can actually get worse and worse. So it's really important that we take control.
Canna, you've actually referred to managing our finances similar to managing exercise. Can you explain?
Yes, and actually even including food in that as well. So we all know that we need to take care of our health, you know, feed it the right nutrients and minerals and get outside in the fresh air and get our heart pumping. And part of overall holistic health includes financial health.
Canna, oftentimes the supermarkets especially, not so much local fruiterers and certainly not farmers markets, are very careful to only put the best looking fruit and vegetables on display. How can we educate everybody that a tomato which has got a mark in one corner or an apple which has got a small bruise, that's just as nutritious as something that's polished to within an inch of its life? Where do we start with that?
Well, look, starting looking, like educating yourself at the end of the day is where we really need to begin and understand that at the end of the day, it's still food. It's got the same nutrients and minerals. Mm-hmm. Just because it's got a bruise on the outside doesn't mean it's worth any less. And, of course, the great thing about this is we get to be able to buy that fruit and vegetables at a discount. You know, the odd bunch is absolutely brilliant at a source if you're trying to save money and you're on a really tight budget. And if you think about it, just because someone has maybe a bruise on their body, does that mean they're any less of a person or a human being? You know, we really need to park that off the side. And you know, again, as I said, it starts with education.
Canna, what I love is that when we do get on our feet financially, we feel emotionally and physically better, we get our self-confidence back. But you've got these things called like a money mindfulness. What are those tips?
Yes, most definitely. So number one is to have a budget. We need to do a budget, not to sort of stop ourselves from spending, far from it. A budget just simply gives us spending boundaries. So we know, okay, well, I can spend this much per week on groceries and I can spend this much per month on, you know, clothing or this much on my gym memberships and Pilates classes and, you know, nutritionist appointments and whatever is important to us. It gives us a spending boundary with the things that we value in our life. So sit down and write down all your expenses, and that also allows you to cut the wastage. Someone said to me the other day, if you can't see a leak, how can you expect to fix it? And that's exactly why you have a budget. The next thing is to have some goals in your life, financial goals. So goals to maybe get rid of that pesky credit card debt that's been lurking around, you know, for a few months or even a few years. Do you have some emergency money savings goals? Or perhaps even a little bit more advanced, if you're ready, is to have some goals around investing and building long-term passive income streams or taking control of your superannuation and getting it, you know, invested correctly and consolidated and understand where it is and start putting some strategies in place around making sure that you can have a comfortable retirement. And then, of course, you know, looking at your debts in your life and looking to manage them better. You know, a debt reduction strategy is always very powerful, and it actually helps you, you know, get on top of your finances, heading in the right direction. And, you know, look at your superannuation, look at your wealth protection strategies through personal insurances. So this all comes down to money mindfulness. And it, really, when you do this, you feel so much better about yourself, and it inspires you and empowers you to see, you know, as you work through and pick things off and, you know, making that it fuels you and drives you to see what else you can do to help improve your overall financial well-being. And you're only going to end up in a better place and learn more about yourself grow and ideally never repeat history because you're smarter, wiser and more educated with your money.
Mm, all makes sense. Look, with the greatest respect to Taylor Swift, and perhaps I'm barking up the wrong tree here, but I cannot, I've been trying to rationalise the tears from the teenage group who perhaps have missed out on a ticket. Where does that money come from? You know, these are kids that in years to come will be saying, I can't afford this or I can't afford that. And yet, what's a ticket to Taylor worth, Joe? 700, 800?
No. You could get them for 150.
Really?
Yes.
Chicken
right
feed. That's petty cash.
Yes, absolutely.
Petty cash, I take it all back.
No, I'm not suggesting that's nothing, but yeah.
I just wonder about the priorities, though.
Hmm.
Well, quite often behind that, it can be, and I'm making a bit of a sweeping generalisation here, but, you know, if people are using credit cards in their life, you know, it's scientifically proven that we spend more money when we use a credit card versus paying for things in cash, say via, you know, your debit card.
Sure.
So when, you know, it actually physically hurts to, it's called the pinch effect, where you're paying for something in cash and you know that your account balance is going to drop versus putting it on the credit card, tapping, swiping, waving, and thinking, oh, look, you know, I'll just pop it on the card, I'll deal with it next month or, you know, further down the track, I can fix that up easily. But it compounds over time because you've done it, taken that attitude and approach a few times. It's not just that one Taylor Swift ticket. It's Taylor Swift ticket plus a new pair of shoes, plus a new gym outfit, plus maybe a restaurant, you know, experience. So it can very easily compound. And that's where people find themselves, you know, waking up one day going, oh, my gosh, have I managed to get into this credit card debt?
Mm. I really do love when you refer to food wastage as a way of really addressing your household budget. Very, very quickly, what's your top tip around that?
All right, number one is do a food plan for the week. So say, okay, it's Monday tomorrow, I'm going to have a salmon salad. And Tuesday we're going to do a chicken curry. Wednesday we're going to have a vegetarian. We'll do like a frittata. Thursday night we will do pasta. But as you're doing your food plan, check what you've got already at home so that you're avoiding having to go to the supermarket and buy new things and potentially buy duplicates, which is a massive waste of money. Also things like meal prep. If you're someone who has a sweet spot or for you know, home delivery and takeaway, try and prep your food beforehand, chopping up those vegetables, maybe poaching that chicken so that it's really quick and easy for when you come home at night, you're tired, you're exhausted, and you think, oh, stuff it, I'll just order home delivery or takeaway. You've already got half the meal already ready for you to put together, and actually you might just, you know, put it in the air fryer, put it in the microwave or pop it in the oven, make it as quick and easy for yourself as possible. Another great thing is I say eat up the bits. We throw out a huge amount of wastage, which is really bad to the planet, you know, with all those toxic methane gases being released from the rotting food, but also the damage to our savings and our budget. You know, even if you think about what, you know, the transportation of food and, you know, again, what that does to our planet on top of the food wastage, this is something we all need to step up and take responsibility for. So I have this thing called eat up the bits, where, you know, you've got some leftovers from the night before, you can add that to your plate. You know, you might have a block of cheese that you haven't quite finished, you could chop that into bits and put that over a salad. You know, really trying to be far more resourceful with what you've already got before you head to the supermarket.
Yes.
And a big thing we do in our house is we make our lunch for work.
Yes.
I'm lucky in that I work from home, so that's easy for me, but my partner, you know, he leaves to work at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning. So he will cook his lunch the night before. And a great way to cheat and make this really easy is exercise portion control. So when you're serving your dinner, try to leave and cook an extra amount or leave a little bit extra. Put it in a Tupperware container, pop it in the fridge. So in the morning when you're ready to run out the door for work, you grab your lunch. And there is a saving, you know, $10 to $20 quite easily, and that really does add up.
Such great tips. Thank you so much, Canna. You can check out Canna's advice on her podcasts, the Sugar Mama's Fireplay podcast, and How Do They Afford That? It's a podcast each week with Fear and Greed's Michael Thompson. Thank you so much, Canna.
Thank you so much for having me, and everyone's free to contact me if they ever need help through Instagram or my YouTube channel too.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You have a great Sunday. 131-873 is our number. We'll get to your calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Shine bright inside and out with the Swiss Beauty Bright Range from Chemist Warehouse. Visibly target the appearance of dark spots with the Swiss Vitamin C 5% Niacinamide 5% Brightening Day Cream. And shine bright with Swiss Beauty Bright Skin Booster, 120 capsules to support skin and collagen health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Let's get to some calls on 131 873. Good morning, Cheryl in Melbourne.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Yes, good morning. I broke my ankle about 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
And the physio told me to take turmeric and ginger tablets to help with the swelling. The turmeric was fine, but I found the ginger a little bit upsetting for my tummy.
Okay.
Anyway, the other day I was reading that they said you shouldn't take turmeric long term. And I've been on it for 2.5 years because it really also helps me. I've got a little bit of arthritis in my little finger, and when I find when I take it, I don't have any pain.
Then ignore that silly article, Cheryl, and continue taking the turmeric for all the benefits it brings. It has so many benefits. And I think it's just someone who needs to get a life that wrote that article, frankly. If the ginger upsets your tummy, interestingly, ginger we use for digestion issues. But if you felt that was a bit spicy for you, it's a good anti-inflammatory. You may have to perhaps resort to a capsule form as a more gentle option. But please continue the turmeric for all the benefits it brings.
And Cheryl, one thing I find, I'm like you, I can't take ginger tablets like that either. I get a bit of an upset tummy. I incorporate turmeric and ginger into my cooking. So I do a lot of Thai cooking, Indian cooking, Malaysian style cooking, and I try to incorporate those flavours so that I'm not even noticing that they're there, but I'm getting the health benefits. And the other thing I want you to think about is healthy fats as that lubrication for your joints and your bones. Because if we have things like nuts, avocados, fatty fish, it helps us move, kind of like the oil to tin man is the fats to our healthy diet.
I love that image. Just feeling all kind of...
Slide some oil to me, Joe.
I love it. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Laura from South Yarra, hello.
Hi, Laura.
Hello. Hello, Gerald. Last time you said that I should rattle the tree a bit at this for this...
Did I say that? Would I really say that, Laura? And what has rattling the tree done?
In reference to what, Laura?
Sorry. Well, in relation to the amount of coffee they give these residents routinely, it's like goes on all throughout the day.
You're referring to aged care residents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
And you're worried about how much coffee they're drinking, Laura?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes on every couple of hours or 3 hours. They get a coffee. And then they give them sedatives to make them calm down.
And look, it's all in balance. And it's really tough for many people in aged care facilities, both tough for the staff and tough for the residents as well. Is your mum generally healthy, Laura?
Well, apart from dementia and kidney disease,
Well, look, it's all about quality of life. If her enjoying some coffees, and, you know, I can say now, if she's got kidney issues, the coffee's no problem. It's probably the quality of coffee, which they won't be walking around with lattes and flat whites. So she'd be probably having instant coffee. But if that gives her some joy and helps her across the day with all the issues she's got, don't stress, because it's important that her quality of life be maintained.
And while we're on the topic of coffee, I think it's important to note when we're talking about diuretics like that in our day, there is the standard amount of water we should be having, but every time you have a cup of coffee or a highly caffeinated energy drink, you need to be adding an equal cup of water to that to stay hydrated, to balance that out, okay?
That's so interesting. I've never thought of that, of course.
Okay. Except in an aged care facility, that can mean more visits to the bathroom, which may require a staff member. So there's a lot of other issues around that.
That's
lots
very
to
difficult.
Think about.
Yes, there is. I keep your calls coming, 131 873. And next up, ways to prevent bowel cancer.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Staring at screens reduces blink rate by about 50%, drying out eyes. There are many other factors that can also cause our eyes to become dry, so turn to preservative-free Novotears to relieve and protect. Novotears eye drops form a layer to stabilise the tear film and protect from evaporation. Novotears available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Swiss Beauty Bright range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, bowel cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in Australia. It's also known as the second deadliest. So joining us on the line is Associate Professor Graham Newstead, the Medical Director of Bowel Cancer Australia, to answer our questions. Good morning there, Graham.
Good morning to you. Thank you, Jo.
Now, Graham, I turned 50 last year and I received a very generous gift from the Australian government, which
it,
I must
it
say...
It was our great pleasure and I can't believe you've turned 50. That's ridiculous.
Oh, well...
Well, you can come back, Graham. Gee.
That's right. But, you know, this National Bowel Cancer Screening Program, I think, is an extraordinary gift to the Australian people, not... We're very lucky to have it in this country. Can you explain about the kit and how it works?
Of course. And we are very lucky. And indeed, because I look after this particular activity internationally, Australia has the best program in the world without any question whatsoever. The kit comes in an envelope. You open it up and inside the kit is a little cardboard folded with a couple of tabs. You open one of the tabs when you're ready to go to the loo. You do your business. Don't put toilet paper.
Showing your age, Graham.
Well, my country background. Don't put the toilet paper in the toilet when you go to wipe. Instead, put toilet paper in the toilet first. Do your business. Take the long-handled paintbrush, a little bit of the toilet water, wipe it on the what you've passed, on the poo, a little shake, and then paint it on the tiny little, looks like a blotting paper strip. Put the paintbrush back into the plastic bag and close that tab. The following day, then flush after you've wiped. The following day, you do exactly the same thing. It's as simple as that. And not doing it is absolutely crazy. It took us 30 years to get it. We've got it. And when we got it, we got 5 yearly test kits sent out. That wasn't quite enough. We wanted them every 2 years because it takes about 5 years for the average polyp that's going to become a cancer to become a cancer. And so we didn't want to be negative at year dot and then have a cancer at the next year, year five. So we're doing them 2 yearly now, which is really wonderful. And only about 40%+ of people are returning them. This is insane. Mm. Can you imagine women chatting together in the bathroom, at a party or something, and they're talking about, I had to get my mammogram, get my boobs screened. It was a bit uncomfortable. But would you rather be a bit uncomfortable than actually get breast cancer? Mm-hmm. And the same thing applies to bowel. Oh, I don't want to know about that. It's my bowels. Our aim is actually to make bowels dinner table conversation.
Mm. You've explained that beautifully, and it's such an important program. It is staggering that only, you know, less than half are returned completed. Can I ask, though, what about those Aussies, talking for myself here, that are actually outside that 50 to 74 age bracket? I mean, should we test? How often?
The reason it was made 50 to 74 is that when I was a boy 100 years ago, the bowel cancer... Bowel cancers that occurred did not occur by and large under the age of 50. They occurred from the mid-50s and they occurred till about the mid-70s. Why didn't they occur later? That's because Australians, in general, on average, died in their mid-70s. We now die, on average, in our mid-80s. That's the wonders of improvement of medical care and our general health. And so we need to have screening beyond that. And we now, unfortunately, have seen a 266% increase in the number of bowel cancers occurring in young people under the age of 50. And by under 50, I mean not only 40 to 50, but late 30s. And imagine a woman who these days are the women who are becoming pregnant in their late 30s, they're professional, they want to have their career first, with or without their partner, and then they have a baby in the latter part of their childbearing life, rather than in their 20s. And the result is they've got some hemorrhoids that are bleeding a little bit, greater pressure from the pregnancy on board. They go to their GP, I'm seeing some blood, here's some cream for your hemorrhoids, go away and have a nice baby. They do that, they have a nice baby, and then they're dead 6 months later from the cancer in their liver. And we are seeing that not unusually now, but becoming common. The final point to make on that is one in 10 bowel cancers that are occurring in the last 20 to 30 years are in people under the age of 50 years of age. So clearly we now want to push government to offer screening under 50, at least from 40, and for people under 40 to be aware of the possibility that bowel cancer, one, can occur in people under 50, and two, if you've got any symptoms that might be attributable to your bowels, change of bowel habit, bleeding, etc., go to your GP and please hammer on the table in a polite manner till you get assessed to be sure that your bleeding is only from hemorrhoids. And a majority of people of that age, under 50, will be bleeding if they're bleeding from hemorrhoids, but a significant number might be bleeding from either a big polyp, slow growing, but ready to become a cancer, or indeed an early cancer. And if they're early, they're curable.
Graham, I'm delighted. Normally I say to people, look, respectfully, raise your voice if you've got a concern, but you say, hammer on the table. Well done, you. Now, what about, Graham, the person that's had the test and the GP says, look, have a follow-up in 5 years. Is that too long to wait?
It is if the follow-up is for the test.
Yes. And you can buy a test for what, $20 or something if you really want to?
$20 to $30, okay. Yeah. And Bowel Cancer Australia have put those tests into pharmacies.
Good.
And it is terribly, terribly important that that you go and get them done if you're under 50 whilst we're waiting for the government to bring them in for people from 40. We have a submission before federal government, Department of Health at the moment. We've been down to see the Minister for Health just last week, pushing for Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, particularly worrying about young onset cancer, to get them to bring the screening in now from age 40, not just from age 50. We had a good hearing. We're certain that the Minister will see this as terribly important, but we don't expect it to happen overnight. So if you're under 50, go to your pharmacy every 2 years, get a test done. Don't panic if it's positive. It might be from hemorrhoids or something similar as that, but do get it done. And if it's positive, then you will need to have almost certainly a colonoscopy, which is a definitive telescope around the bowel. And if there is a polyp there, it can be removed at the time of the procedure. Nice and simple, no stay in hospital except for the actual procedure. And then if you have an early cancer, at least your surgery can be done quickly, efficiently, and these days almost certainly either laparoscopically or robotically, meaning no major abdominal wound. and the tumour is removed, and you will be cured if it's early.
Graham, I love your passion, and it's such a very, very important message. And I think also underlying it is just do not be fearful of this.
No.
Make sure you engage with your health and follow
so
this.
It's so easy, Joe, as you've seen.
Absolutely. Bowelcanceraustralia.org as well. If you want more information, head along to your pharmacy and get yourself a bowel cancer test if you're not eligible for the free program. Thank you so much, Graham.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you for having
me
on.
Sorry, we did run out of time. We could speak with you forever,
well,
unfortunately.
We do address some serious issues, Joe, but this is incredibly serious.
Very, very. Next up, keeping our skin hydrated and radiant during winter.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can you have chocolate and hit your weight loss goals too? You can with Melrose Keto Fasting Support hot chocolate from Chemist Warehouse. The delicious drink contains DNF10 derived from natural yeast to help reduce excess hunger signals. Enjoy a guilt-free treat for your keto and low-carb diets. Melrose Keto Fasting Support available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nova Tears at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Now, Gerald, I know that we haven't generally turned to you for advice on our skin, but why not? You can help us focus
Jo?
On beauty inside and out.
What a refreshing change that we're starting to look after our insides. And that will be, how often do you say to a person who's perhaps been on holidays, perhaps looked at exercise, looked at nutrition, and you say, gee, you look well.
You say it to me most weekends, Gerald.
That's right. So what should we be doing to look after our skin, especially at this time of year?
Be sensible. Moisturise. Do the basics. Do the basics. Moisturise night and morning. And this is men and women. Eat sensibly. You can look at nutrients particularly that we know that are in food. But particularly winter, we lose a lot of moisture from our skin in winter, and it's so easy just to get into the habit of moisturising. Night and morning, there are products around that do contain things like vitamin C and collagen and antioxidants. Now, what these are designed to do is stop the ageing process from taking over. Get some advice, and it really isn't all that difficult. It's just getting into the habit of looking after your skin.
What is the second step for, I mean, I don't know if this is your wheelhouse, GQ, but I mean, we're talking about vitamin C. We're talking about hydrating in the colder months.
Yep.
But what about brightening the skin? Do we need to use a cream for that?
Well, look, I think that we've all got, we're all genetically predisposed to a particular pigment of our skin. So it's not quite as easy as that. Naturally, we tan if we go outside, but if we should be using a sunscreen each day, particularly in summer, but the main issue in winter is to stop that aging process because our skin becomes so dry. So vitamin C is important because it helps collagen. That's the gel that keeps skin together. If we don't get it from fruit and vegetables, which we should be, then obviously looking to take that as part of a supplement as well, particularly with some other things to help that collagen process work.
So what other things? If we're thinking we want to give our skin a boost by taking something, you know, working from the inside out, what
other
things?
Vitamin B3 helps circulation, very important, because, and then the antioxidants, particularly things like cranberry, glutathione, pomegranate, astaxanthin, these are antioxidants which stop that aging process. And that's all slow down the aging process. We can never stop it, but we can slow it down.
Lovely.
What about sleep, GQ? Should I get more sleep?
Oh, look, try to get bed earlier. Maybe 6 in the afternoon, Hines. You can get up at midnight.
It's true. You're getting up at 3 o'clock and still you're glowing. How is that possible? Oh, my goodness. Have we got time for one more quick call? Hi there, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
No?
There, Steve.
Oh, have we got Steve?
Send me an email, Steve, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and you get a response today.
Yes, we have run out of time, unfortunately. So, yes, thank you to all of our callers, and the website is houseofwellness.com.au to that Ask tab, and we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Shine bright inside and out with the Swiss Beauty Bright range from Chemist Warehouse. Visibly target the appearance of dark spots with the Swiss Vitamin C 5% Niacinamide, 5% Brightening Day Cream. And shine bright with Swiss Beauty Bright Skin Booster, 120 capsules to support skin and collagen health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Swiss Beauty Bright range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As always, it's been a lovely hour with you, Hinesy and Gerald. If you're after more House of Wellness, check out House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7 at midday. We continue the conversation around financial health. And I love this, Hinesy, you've got some cheap and cheerful lunches to help us. Eating lunch on a budget.
Oh, that tuna. That tuna sandwich.
The toasty. Not just the sandwich, GQ. It is the toasty of all toasties. And can I say, you can take the humble toasty to the next level with some of the stuff you've got lying around the house. Yum. Mm.
I enjoyed last night for supper watching a bit of cricket and watching all the bouncers. Some of your peanut butter choc chip cookies that Philippa made that my grandsons mostly take, but I got one.
Mate, thank you. And you can go to the Eat tab, actually, on houseofwellness.com.au. We've got all my recipes there, so go and spend your Sunday baking.
Oh, well, I love it. Absolutely delicious. Gerald, as always,
thanks,
awesome
Jo.
To spend
Terrific
this
to
hour
see you.
With you. As
see
always, you, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for any further information, and we'll see you all next week.
See you later. Bye.